friends. This day I started with a goal. My goal for the day was to clear a path to one of the water reservoirs and to the water source near that reservoir. This shit is taking a toll on me. Physically, I can take it. It's fine. My hands hurt. My back hurts. I can take that. That's not a problem. Mentally, that's a whole different thing. Any of you fine gentlemen watching this and thinking this is a good life? It is. This is a wonderful place to be. I love it here. I'm on my own. And if you're thinking you can do it, what I'm doing, well, I told you before, you need to be fit. Because if you are fat, you're going to have a really hard time. And if you're on your own, as I am, doing things on your own, everything is so much harder. And I accomplished nothing. One afternoon working, one afternoon and looking back, and there's nothing done. It's all the same. It takes 3 days to get something done. Look back and, oh, I did something. It's a long time. And this is labor intensive. Today I decided not to use my mechanical trimmer. I wanted to do it with my hands. Maybe it was a bad move on my part, but it was the way I wanted to do it. That's the way I did it. I don't think about many things when I'm taking down all that nasty vegetation. But now and then I need to stop. And it is nice to enjoy the view. It is nice to enjoy the sounds from the woods. But it would be nice to have someone to share this with. This is a good thing I have in my life. And I like to share good things with people, as I'm doing with you. On the other hand, in a few months, I want to look back and enjoy what I have accomplished on my own. This I'm doing here took me a lot longer than I'm showing you. We would be here for a long, long time. It took me some time to reach the reservoir. I didn't clear everything. Just enough to have a path to get there. Eventually, I'm gonna need to work on the reservoir itself because it needs to be repaired. But that's for a later date, not yet.
One eternity later.
And there it is, with all its glory. I kept going up the mountain, enjoying. I was not feeling tired, I was just going and going and going. This was a hot day, and by hot I would say 32 maybe. But I was not thirsty, I was not sweating, I was just enjoying what I was doing, removing thorns from the hands included.
I got some nasty scars. I'm not a soy boy. Some of you may say, well, you could use gloves. You should not be wearing shorts. I don't care. If I get some scratches, that's okay. If I bleed, that's okay. It's not the end of the world. I'm gonna have to get used to it anyway. Now look at that. How demoralizing is that? It will take a long fucking time to remove all this shit. I kept going, fighting the jungle, and I was reaching a point where I was looking around and thinking how wonderful this must have been at some point in the past. The stones there, it's just beautiful to look at. I think of the man who got those stones there. Who were they? How have they done this? Were they enjoying it? I'm sure they were much tougher than I am, whoever they were. This is what got me all the way up here. And probably the main reason why I bought this place. Water. As it stands here, it's not much use for me. I need to route it to the places where I'll use it, to water the plants and the trees, and for me to use. Look how beautiful this place is. Not everything goes to waste. I want to use as much from the land as possible. Cleaning some, we'll call it sticks. I'll be using these in the future. I don't know exactly how yet, but I know I'll use them. So I'm cleaning them, storing them, making sure they're dry enough in the future when I need them. This is it for today. See you next time.